it is all over here in Carrigan, Shannon and Park, Sean McDermidge. And the Gador supporters are on their feet, clapping their side, who put in a gallant performance here today, but it just didn't materialise for the Donegal and Ulster champions. A Corrifan, the reigning All-Ireland champions, they're heading back to Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. It's been a fantastic journey for Gador, but it, unfortunately, with a big, big shift, it had to come to an end today, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, unfortunately for Gador, it had to come to an end today. They just came up against what you'd have to say were a better team today, and I don't think they'll make any argument for that. But a massively valiant effort from Gador. You have to admire where they've come from, you know, winning their first Donegal championship in a long time, going on until Ulster, and you know, at times today they looked at the level, but you know, at, against teams of this calibre, you have to play up there for the full term of the game, and you know, at times today, Gador just didn't do that, so they didn't.
Yeah, if we look at the game at the end of the first half, they were trailing 2-7 to 1-5. It was a 5-point game back then as well, but Gador got themselves back into it, having conceded that first goal. But that second goal for Corrifan was a real blow, so it was.
Second goal for Corrifan just before half time was a real blow. But to be fair to Gador, they came back in the second half, and you know, particularly when Kevin Cassidy brought back to a 2-10 to one or a 2-9 to 1-10 game, a 2-point game, I think it was at that stage. Yeah. You know, they really did look like had a chance, and that's where you see the true quality of champions, and that's what we saw from Corrifan at this stage, where they were able to basically drive up the field and kick a few unanswered scores. Now ultimately them scores came from kickouts that were conceded out around the middle of the park, because Corrifan did a full push up on the kickout, forced them to kick it long, and Corrifan happened to be in the right place to win them kickouts, which put them on a, you know, give them 5 minutes of pure dominance, and that really did take the sting out of the Gador comeback.
Yeah, I suppose the experience, as we said, was telling on from this Corrifan team today. They've been around the block, they know how to see out games, and that was the patch that they had to turn things around, and they seemed to do it with ease.
They did, you know, they did it all within themselves. They looked so comfortable doing it, so they did at stages during the game, and you know, Gador did threaten them with some good performance from Gador out there today, but there's just so much quality in this Corrifan team, and we spoke about it on the way down. They are so comfortable. Every one of them are so technically and skillfully well up there where they need to be. They're all comfortable on the ball. I don't recall them making 5 unforced errors in the whole of the game, and when you can look at a team of 15 guys and say that, you know that it really is an indication of where they are, and it's indicative of the quality they have through the team.
Yeah, let's talk about Gador, because they are a young team. Yes, you have the older guys in there, the likes of Kevin Cassidy, who played very, very well today, was very, very powerful, as we know the way he plays as football, and was key up there. Maybe if they got more ball with more accuracy into him, it might have been a different story today. So you have the likes of Kevin, who've been around the block for a while, but there's these younger boys as well.
Yeah.
So there is, and this is not the end of...
This is not the end of Gador. You have to remember, a lot of these Gador fellas won an Ulster Under 21 championship last year, you know, and they're really, really good footballers along with that. You know, you're looking at the Gary McFadden, the Niall Freels, the Oran McFadden Ferries, they've so Darrow O'Boyle, Keane Mulligan, Micheál Carroll, Nish O'Boyle, Eamon Collum. All these lads were on that Under 21 team last year. They have so much quality around the field, but you do need that mix of experience, and you know, even playing at this level will be such a learning experience for Gador today. They will take so much out of that and the run they had through Ulster to build on, and the question is, can they build on that, and do they have the desire to come back again next year and push it on further? That's a question for Gador themselves that they'll only be able to answer over time, but they can be hugely proud of their efforts and what they've achieved this year. I think they've given Donegal Club football a massive lift that was needed, because to be fair, Donegal clubs haven't performed to the level required, and today we saw Gador performing against what is the best team in the country over the last 5 years. Like Corrifan realistically now are nearly at the level that Craftsmaglen were at going back in the years, you know. They're now going into their fourth All-Ireland in 5 years, All-Ireland final or something, you know, that they are really a phenomenal outfit, and that's the benchmark. That's where you need to mark yourself off. And when Gador go home this evening and they look at this, and over the next few days and months, they will see the level that they need to get to. But overall, you know, they can only be proud of their efforts, and just came up short today.
And I suppose Corrifan had to learn from defeats as well in the past, because if you look at their record and semi-finals, today was their 9th All-Ireland semi-final. They've lost 5 and they've won 4.
Yeah.
So if you sort of look at that from a Gador point of view, this is their first and there's loads to come from this young Gidor team. You have to learn from losing first before you can maybe go on to that next step.
That's exactly it, you know, and sometimes you have to feel defeat on this type of stage to have the hunger and the want to come back from it. It's alright going on and winning and continue to win, but when you've tasted that defeat and you go into that dressing room this evening and they're on the way and the bus back up to Gidor this evening, you know, wake up tomorrow morning, that's when the, you know, the disappointment will set in. They'll still appreciate that they had a fantastic year, but it's about taking the learnings from them. And you know, there were some things out in the game today, Oisin, you know, you're looking out and you look at how quick Corrifin moved the ball without soloing or hopping. They just moved the ball first time. If there's a man on, he gets it. We were seeing a bit different from Gidor, where you were seeing guys taking maybe unnecessary solos instead of moving the ball that bit quicker. And it's just that type of lessons, you know, that Gidor can take out of today and possibly push on again further again, you know.
Okay. Brendan Kilcoyne, thanks for joining us today back in the commentary position for this All-Ireland Senior Club semi-final. It's been a long time since we have been here, since Donegal football have been here at this stage of the competition, but Gidor have given us fantastic service through the 2018-19 All-Ireland Championship, winning Donegal, winning Ulster, but unfortunately today just coming up short against a very, very strong reigning All-Ireland champions, Corrifin. It's all over here at Park, Sean McDermott in Carrigan. Shannon, the full-time score is Gidor 112, Corrifin 213.